It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for yet another exciting study of God's Word. Every day is a good day for One Story Time. I want you to think for a moment about your parents. Maybe you are being raised by a mom and a dad. Maybe you are in a single-parent home with only a mom or a dad. Or maybe you are being raised by a grandparent or a foster parent. Or you may be older and on your own already. So how do you think your parents are doing or have done in their efforts to raise you? Are they Christian parents? Are they Christian parents who are obeying God's word when it comes to raising children? As I mentioned in another episode, I was raised by non-Christian parents who then divorced each other for 3 years. Then, remarkably, they both became Christians and decided to marry each other a second time. So for the rest of my childhood and teenage years, I was raised by two Christian parents who tried to parent by God's word. I don't know if you realize it or not yet, but parenting is hard work. It's not easy for parents to teach you and discipline you God's way. Children come into the world as sinners, and parents are sinners too. So it can be a tough combination. With our parents in mind, let's go to our Bible story and application time for today. If you are following along in your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel 2. Samuel has been dedicated to the Lord from birth because of a promise his mother Hannah made to the Lord. Now, as a young boy, he serves in the temple for the high priest named Eli. Eli, the priest, had two grown sons who were also priests. We pick up our story in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were worthless men. They did not know the Lord. Does that shock you? It should. Eli, the priest, has sons who don't know the Lord? How can they be priests who lead the people in the worship of the Lord and they don't even know the Lord? But it gets worse. Listen to the next part of the story. The custom of the priests with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant would come while the meat was boiling with a three-pronged fork in his hand, and he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the fork brought up, the priest would take for himself. This is what they did at Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Moreover, before the fat was burned, the priest's servant would come and say to the man who was sacrificing, "Give meat for the priest to roast, for he will not accept boiled meat from you, but only raw." And if the man said to him, "Let them burn the fat first and then take as much as you wish," he would say, "No, you must give it now, and if not, I will take it by force." Thus the sin of the young men was very great in the sight of the Lord. For the men treated the offering of the Lord with contempt. Have I told you the names of Eli's sons yet? Their names were Hophni and Phinehas. What we learn here is that Hophni and Phinehas would send their servants to get their part of the meat from the people's sacrifice. Part of the sacrifice was supposed to feed the priests and their families. But Hophni and Phinehas took more than their share and the parts they were not supposed to take. Worse than that, their servants acted like bullies and threatened the people to give up their meat to the priest. This was not how priests should act. This was very dishonoring to the Lord. Let's continue in verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and he kept hearing all that his sons were doing to all Israel and how they lay with the women who were serving at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all these people." No, my sons, it is no good report that I hear the people of the Lord spreading abroad. If someone sins against a man, God will mediate for him. But if someone sins against the Lord, who can intercede for him? But they would not listen to the voice of their father, for it was the will of the Lord to put them to death. Oh boy, Hophni and Phinehas were doing more evil, sinning against God and their wives with other women. So finally, their dad, old Eli, steps in. He has heard enough terrible stories about his son's behavior. He appeals to them to stop this bad behavior since they are sinning not just against other people, but against God. And as priests, they should know better. Did Hophni and Phinehas listen? No. They were grown men, so what could Eli do to them? He couldn't spank them, take away their video games, or send them to their rooms. So Eli's words meant nothing to them. It was too late. Even though their earthly father couldn't do anything to stop Hophni and Phinehas, God could. He had chosen to put them to death at some point for their sin. That's what all our sin deserves, God's wrath and death. Let's get back to our story. And there came a man of God to Eli and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, did I indeed reveal myself to the house of your father when they were in Egypt, subject to the house of Pharaoh? Did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? I gave to the house of your father all my offerings by fire from the people of Israel. Why then do you scorn my sacrifices and my offerings that I commanded for my dwelling, and honor your sons above me by fattening yourselves on the choicest parts of every offering of my people Israel?" Now, old Eli the priest hears directly from the Lord. This unnamed man of God speaks from God to Eli. And what does he have to say to Eli? Eli is being punished because he and his sons have treated God's sacrifice selfishly and foolishly. But don't miss God's biggest judgment of Eli. "You honor your sons above me." Now, we don't have many details about how Eli parented his sons. But this word from the Lord reveals that Eli did not honor the Lord in his parenting. He could have spoiled his sons by not disciplining them. He could have not said no to their wrong desires. He could have just not been around to teach them to follow God and obey his commands. Sadly, there are many parents who do not raise their children to follow the Lord. It is tempting for parents to be lazy in their teaching and discipline. It is tempting for parents to ignore their children's sinful behavior. Not only does this sort of parenting not please the Lord, it's not good for children. You may think it would be great if your parents gave you everything you wanted all the time and never punished you for your bad behavior. But this could result in a future like Hophni and Phinehas. Listen to the last words of the prophet to Eli. "And this that shall come upon your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, shall be the sign to you. Both of them shall die on the same day. And I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house, and he shall go in and out before my anointed forever." So here is the final word from the Lord. Not only will Hophni and Phinehas die for their sins, their same-day death will be a sign of judgment upon Eli. No more priests shall come from the line of Eli. His poor parenting of his children has had terrible consequences. When we get to 1 Samuel 4, we read of the Philistines attacking the Israelites. God's people were losing so badly that they did a foolish thing, led by their foolish priests. They brought the Ark of God into battle. They thought it would be a good luck charm, but it was just further rebellion against God and his ways. A man brings news of the defeat to Eli. Listen to the end of our story. "Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were set so that he could not see. And the man said to Eli, 'I am he who has come from the battle. I fled from the battle today.' And Eli said, 'How did it go, my son?' He who brought the news answered and said, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has also been a great defeat among the people. Your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God has been captured." As soon as he mentioned the ark of God, Eli fell over backward from his seat by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he died. For the man was old and heavy. He had judged Israel 40 years. What a sad end for old Eli and his wicked sons. Even those who are called to be God's priests are accountable to God for their sinful behavior. This true story also teaches us the importance of biblical parenting. Moms and dads have a high responsibility to raise their children in the ways of the Lord, to live according to God's word. While children are responsible for their own behavior before the Lord, they all need parents who will teach, train, and discipline them to deal with sin and point them to Jesus. I hope you see how much you need parents who love God and strive to honor Him first. This is the only way for them to truly love you. As a child, your response to your parents' love and discipline should be according to what Paul says in Ephesians 6, 1-3. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." Hophni and Phinehas did not live long and enjoy the blessings of God in their lives. My prayer for you is that you will grow up to love Jesus and follow Him as your Lord and Savior. This begins by honoring and obeying your parents as they seek to honor and obey God.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.